she asked. "I'd like to know your name," I said. "I mean, it would be helpful if you had a name or something I could use." She said nothing for a few moments, as she crunched on a radish. Then she formed a deep wrinkle between her eyebrows, as if she had just found something bitter in her mouth by mistake.
"Why would you have to use my name? You won't be writing me any letters, I'm sure. Names are, if anything, irrelevant."
"But what if I have to attract your attention, for example? I'd need your name for that." She laid her fork on her plate and dabbed at her mouth with her napkin.
"I see what you mean," she said. "That never crossed my mind. You're right, though. You might very well need my name in a situation like that."
She sat there thinking for a long time. While she was thinking, I ate my salad.
"Let's see now. You need a suitable name you can use for things like attracting my attention, correct?"
"That's pretty much it."
"So it doesn't have to be my real name, correct?"
I nodded.
A name. What kind of name would be best?"
"Something simple, something easy to call out, I would think. If possible, something concrete, something real, something you can really touch and see. That way, it would be easy to remember."
"For example?"
"For example, I call my cat Mackerel. In fact, I named him just yesterday."
"Mackerel!"
she said aloud, as if to confirm the sound of the word. Then she stared at the salt and pepper shakers on the table for a while, raised her face to me and said,
"Nutmeg."
"Nutmeg?"
"It just popped into my head. You can call me that if you don't mind."
"No, I don't mind at all. So, what should I call your son?"
"Cinnamon."
"Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme," I said with a hint of melody.
"Nutmeg Akasaka and Cinnamon Akasaka. Not bad, don't you think?"
"Nutmeg Akasaka and Cinnamon Akasaka. Wouldn't Mae Kasahara have been shocked if she knew that I had made the acquaintance of such people?"
"For heaven's sake, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, why can't you ever get involved with people who are a little more normal?"
"Indeed, why not, Mae Kasahara?" It was a question I could not have answered.
"Come to think of it," I said, "last year I met two women named Maltacano and Cretacano, as a result of which all kinds of things happened to me. Neither of them is around anymore, though."
Nutmeg gave a little nod in response, but offered no opinion.
"They just disappeared somewhere," I added feebly, "like the dew on a summer morning,
or like a star at daybreak." She brought a forkful of something that looked like chicory to her mouth. Then, as if suddenly recalling a promise made long before, she shot her hand out and took a drink of water.
"Don't you want to know about that money? The money you got the day before yesterday, am I wrong?"
"No, you are not wrong. I would very much like to know about that."
"I don't mind telling you, but it could be a very long story."
"One that would end by dessert?"
"Probably not,"
said Nutmeg Akasaka.
7. The Mystery of the Hanging House. Setagaya, Tokyo. The Mystery of the Hanging House. Who bought jinxed land after family suicide? What's going on in posh neighborhood? From the Blah 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 Weekly, October 7. Locals call this plot in Tu Chome Setagaya the Hanging House. Located in a quiet residential neighborhood, this 3,500-square-foot piece of prime property with fine southern exposure is a virtually ideal location for a home. But those in the know agree on one thing. They wouldn't take it if you gave it to them. And the reason for this is simple. Every known owner of this property, without exception, has met with a terrible fate. Our investigations have revealed that since the start of the Showa period in 1926, no fewer than 7 owner-occupants of this property have ended their lives in suicide, the majority by hanging or asphyxiation. Details on suicides omitted here. Bogus firm buys jinxed land. The most recent in what can hardly be considered a coincidental string of tragedies is the murder-suicide of the family of Kojiro Miyawaki. Photo, owner of the long-established rooftop grill restaurant chain headquartered in the Ginza. Miyawaki sold all his restaurants and declared bankruptcy 2 years ago in the face of massive debt, but thereafter he was pursued by several lenders.